Blog Talk Radio.
Not a franchise. Not a
shot caller.
Yeah, sporty thieves.
Sporty thieves.
Not
a. A pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My rimmed up blue, brand new sparkling five. Her feet hurt, so you know she wanna ride. But she front like she can't say hi. What? Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting nada.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of. Uh-oh.
I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who gets no dogs from me. Playing the bar dumb broke for the best friend's coat. Trying to.
I see this girl like your love. Thought she said thug, but she called me a scrub. Scrub? What? She must have sucked me a joke. Broke pigeon head freak. Lucky I spoke. This ain't my Benz, this my man's, yeah. But this ain't my car, like that ain't your hair.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take them fake jewels off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take your friend's shoes off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, go ahead with that crazy shit. Y'all make me sick. Go home and fucking babysit. My big dogs gon' love this. Can Kirk, bitch, get it brushed and scrub this.
Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter. Game is something we got a lot of.
Yo, chill, cousin. These birds is ill, cousin. Cause they call me scrub like we can't even build, cousin. Trick Ronalds, you ain't worth the McDonald's. Throw you on the street team, make you shit finals. Say yo, flex, shorty try to flash me wrong. How she gon' wear sandals with nasty cons? That be wrong. I wonder how you get hearts in dirty Victoria drawers with the skid marks. Your flat ass gets enough laughs. Take it to the salon, pluck your mustache. So next time you shotgun and that whole bitchin' hitting you a scrub,
yo,
call that bitch
yo.
A pigeon.
Hey yo, I got two nuts, bitch. Choose a ball. You only walk pigeon toe. Cause
good evening, and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, D. Miles All Day, and I got my co-host here. I have Medusa, Taylor, and Andre on the line. Good evening, good people. How y'all doing?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
good,
everybody.
Good. This ain't your hair like that. Ain't your hair. Uh-oh.
How y'all doing? Hey, song's over. Baby. Song's over. We're fine. Dre, the song is over.
Dre, oh, are you still partying? Are you still partying?
But you know that's my shit. Oh, yeah, killing with the shoulders.
You still partying from last week?
Didn't I tell you all September? Until
okay,
next week,
okay.
I'm getting to the end. I don't give a damn what season it is. Libra, whack-ass
okay,
Libra.
But... you're so petty. I can't with you today. My mama birthday tomorrow, y'all.
Happy birthday, Mom Sharon. Happy birthday.
Word.
Okay, so.
Everybody
is present and accounted for.
Yay.
This is going to be funny.
Taylor, I missed you.
I know. I've missed you too, Pumpkin. How are you?
Awesome. It's so nice to hear your voice. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yes, everybody's here present and accounted for this evening. So let's go ahead and get this disclosure out there. Tonight we shall drink, cuss, say bad things, and... what do you want, stepchild?
Do women change their weeds like all the time when it stinks? Because this woman's weed was really funky today. That was in line
that
in front of me,
right.
And
it was really
smelled like a black and mild with dumpster juice.
Okay,
right.
So listen, wait a minute. We're gonna pause that.
Okay.
Don't even Medusa, do not acknowledge that. Okay, don't acknowledge
ma'am.
That. Because we will transition into what we want. We will get later. We will get to these topics first.
Okay.
I mean,
go back
to the
stinky. Go back to the stinky sew-in.
Hey,
hey,
I told you not to. See, gonna keep on
okay,
talking.
Okay.
Keep on talking.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mama said thanks for the birthday shout out.
I was off, Mama.
Word.
Dre.
Huh?
Can I finish the disclosure and the disclaimer?
Yes.
Thank you. So, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by the black-headed stepchild. What I was telling the people is that we are going to drink, we are going to curse, we are going to have a venting session later after we jump into these two topics that jumped into my inbox earlier today. Because people got questions, and I didn't know they had questions, and we had already decided on a venting session because we tired of some fuck shit that's going on in the world, like in our personal lives and in the world. So we just tired of the fuck shit. So the first question is,
ow, shit.
Fellas, this is for the guy of the show.
Damn.
Right.
Huh?
Listen.
Yeah, I just dropped the phone on the
phone.
Go ahead.
I hope that your phone broke because your face is hard. But anyway.
Here we go.
How do men feel about independent women, and when does it become a dominant situation for the man? So, Ray, as the male part of this show, you get the first opportunity to answer, and then we, as some independent women, will answer the question as well.
Let me break it down like apple syrup.
Go ahead, Dre.
See, as a person that was in a relationship with somebody that was like a real dating somebody that was successful and making more money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was cool to a certain extent, because if you dating somebody or married or whatever, and you being petty with your money, and then you still want to keep your money and spend his too. That's where the problem come in, because I was in a relationship, and she still is a lawyer. She's a big time lawyer in Charlotte, and she was making way more money than I was. I mean, because I hadn't got my supervisor position yet and everything, and she still wanted me to spend, and then she keeps her loot. Like, a relationship is supposed to be 50-50. I know that back in the day, when your mom and them and your grandma and them was raised, the man supposed to take care of everything and the woman ain't supposed to do nothing but just chill. But that was in like the 1960s and 1950s. Shit costs these damn days. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I can't be sitting there, we going out to dinner, and you want to go to these extravagant restaurants, like, your plate was fucking $70. And I'm looking at you like, yeah, damn, I got to get back to the grill. I got to get gas for next week. I got to get lunch meat for my lunch and shit. It's worse than you. You, what the fuck? Shit. I sat there and I still went with it. I paid for the food. You know what I'm saying? Every time we went out. And then it got to the point where it was annoying, because we went to see Tyrese, and the tickets was like $70 a piece. I paid for them, and then at the end of the show, Tyrese just made this announcement talking about he wants to meet all his fans and come to an autograph signing, and it was like 40 fucking extra dollars. And I'm like, nigga, we just gave you fucking $74,000. And it was $15 a fog. This sign should be fucking free. And what
she
I do,
die.
I paid for it anyway. Took pictures with him. You know what I'm saying? And it was like every time we went out, paid. But then when she wanted to go out again, and I didn't have no money, and I was fucking broke because my rent and all that shit is due, she gets an attitude, and then she'll go without me. You know what I'm saying? It was real petty, but some men can deal with it, some men can't. Because, like, I know a lot of men, they'll probably, especially if the woman is she spoiling them or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to buy shit and whatever, then that's when they start to take advantage of it. But, and that's wrong, because you shouldn't take advantage of somebody that's making more and got more successful than you. And then don't get jealous that she, you know what I'm saying, that she's making moves and she's real successful and your ass is sitting there looking retarded. Always, you know what I'm saying, have your ladies back like she would have yours, because I'm quite sure if she was on the other foot, she would probably be, you know what I'm saying, she'd have your back until the bitches start coming around flocking and hugging them and all that other shit, then you're going to have a problem. You might have a knot outside here and you go to sleep.
Right.
So I'm just saying, because you know how y'all women is. You're sitting there looking at the dude.
No, I don't think you can say y'all.
With a strange knot outside your head.
You know what? When you say y'all, that's not cool because it's not all of us. All of us are not the same.
You don't want to choke one of your boyfriends for while they was sleeping.
You know what, Dre?
You know what?
See, okay. All right.
You know
okay.
What,
see, here's the thing.
Taylor.
So, I normally don't do this, but Taylor. There was this one time I thought about it while he was asleep. Like, we had a really bad fight, and I was like, you know what? This pencil is mighty sharp.
Here's my thought process. When I think about independent women, I'm not thinking about how what you can buy me and whatnot. I think it's more of I've been on my own for a very long time. I know how to kind of do things on my own. Like, if something happens with my car, I know the steps to figure it out. I don't have to call this supposed boyfriend. I can, you know, if I need it, I'm going to call my daddy first. That's just me. I've always been that way, whether I have a boyfriend or not. If there's something wrong with my car, I'm calling my father first because he's going to know. Some men these days don't know shit about a car, and I know more than them. So why am I going to call you? Or if I know I have a bill that's due and I'm going to struggle to make that bill, what I'm going to do is figure it out how to pay that bill and not necessarily tell him that I'm struggling to pay that bill. Like, that's what my independence is. I don't care about you taking me anywhere and then all this other stuff. I'm more like, I've always done this on my own. My need for you is different. Does that make sense? So when, you know, you get into that relationship, you have to learn how not to be so independent. But then I still look at it as, like, I still live in this house by myself. It ain't like you living
And then if I do call you and ask you a question, 9 times out of 10, you don't know shit. Then also, you're going to ask me a million and one damn questions before you say, I'll be over there. Why are you asking me all these questions? I'm like, okay, but that's why I know I can call my father first. And I'm not going to get a whole bunch of million thousand questions. I'm going to explain to him the situation. He's then going to tell me what to do. And if that doesn't work, he's going to say, I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? So I think these men sometimes become intimidated by the fact that some women can kind of do things on their own. You know, back in the day, we used to have to depend on you all the time. No, I don't have to depend on you for shit at this point, except for rubbing on my ass when I want you to. That's about as good as it's going to get. But, you know, and then on the second part of it, when does it become a dominant situation, I think when it becomes a bad thing when you start to belittle men and saying you ain't shit and you ain't this and you ain't that and you won't help me do X, Y, and Z, well, you have to look at what may have happened and why he don't help you do X, Y, and Z.
And you remember that was my situation.
Like, it could be that, you know, and I was reading something, I don't think it was yesterday. Actually, it was two parts. I was reading something yesterday, and I was reading the second part of it today, where this guy had moved in with his girlfriend, and his gripe was that his girlfriend don't suck his dick. Okay? That's exactly what the thing said and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was that she had never done it. But all of a sudden he feels like she needs to start doing it. So the blogger who was, you know, doing it, they were asking questions and saying, hey, what do you mean, like, she doesn't do it? But you knew that she didn't do this. So what's the situation? So pretty much, he's not working. He's taking care of the house. He's taking care of the kid. He's doing all of this stuff, and he feels like he should be rewarded, so that should be his reward. No, your reward is the fact that you get to eat, and you're not having to buy anything, and you get to live here. Can somebody please mute their phone line or and whatnot? But, like, it's like you have reasons why you're in this situation, and you don't want to hear her mouth about things, but, sir, you're not working, and you aren't trying to get a job. Now, she feels like, and this is also while I was reading what he was saying, this is me thinking to myself, she thinks she has another child in the house. Like, that's how she feels. So she's now a dominant person in that situation, and she's looking at you like a kid. You're no longer her man. You are the kid. And so why do I want to roll over and fucking fuck you if you're the kid? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nobody wants to be in that situation. So that's why I see the dominance coming up, because when you start to make a man feel less than a man, then you need to check your independence a little bit.
Yes.
Right. And I think that's a very valid point, because it's okay to be independent and be able to understand things about yourself and, you know, be able to do things, but when it gets to the point where your independence is causing an issue, where a man feels less than a man, that's a problem, because a lot of women don't know how to have healthy conversations. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to talk crazy and do all this other stupid stuff, and it's like, why are you doing that? There's no point to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't fix anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, men, the way they're designed, if men are operating the way they should, they are supposed to be the providers, you know what I'm saying, the heads of the household. You know what I'm saying? That's the order of how things are supposed to be. You know what I mean? Not saying that a woman can lose her independence. You should never lose your independence. You should always be able to handle your stuff regardless of what the person is doing. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be the man in your life. But when you get to the point where you are just being dominant and making him feel like less of a man, how is that working? You know what I'm saying? That's against the natural order of how things should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, And I'm not saying that women are supposed to be in the kitchen and cooking all the time and, you know what I'm saying, barefoot and pregnant. You know what I'm saying? It's not that chauvinistic mentality. However, you know what I'm saying, you have to be able to allow your man to be a man. And that's where we falter sometimes as women, because we don't. Like, let him be a man. Let him open the doors for you. You know what I'm saying? Let him do what he needs to do. Let him provide. You know what I'm saying? But then, at the same time, don't take advantage. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, in Dre's situation, okay, you know she knew she made more money than him. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like in that particular situation, you can kind of, like, look at the situation where you know you make more money. So, if it's going to be a struggle for him.
My whole thing about it, though, I was like, it ain't the fact that she made more money. I'm like, damn, you want to go out every weekend and then you want me to pay. Like, good Lord.
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
Don't say do the 50-50 with me. If I got it,
that's
I
what
got
I'm saying.
It.
Why can't she say to her, say, okay, she know your situation. She knows she's making a little bit more change than you. But why can't she put the bill at this particular point in time?
There wasn't no little bit
you
damn change. There's a whole lot of goddamn change. that shit hurt my fucking nerves, yo.
I was saying that figuratively.
Taylor, you remember when we was in the group in what was the red room or whatever? No, the Battle of the Sexes. I used to quote that shit all the time when I was talking about it. And that shit just burnt me up, man. Like, damn, like what the
you
fuck?
Know,
like, I'm stressed out over this motherfucker.
Right, and I'm all for that whole, you know what I'm saying, independence, you know what I'm saying, be able to handle, because the thing is, there's nothing worse than a woman who puts herself in a position where she can't survive if the man is gone. You know what I mean? You have to be able to put yourself in a position where if he's gone, you can do what you got to do, no matter what. You know
and
what I'm
see,
saying? Like,
that whole situation like that, my homeboy, he's going through the same shit. He's paying, the rent is like $800, what he said. Plus, he's paying his car payment, his wife's car payment, the two kids' car payment, and he's paying for the colleges. She ain't doing shit and couldn't come pick him up on time at work. She just sitting at the house.
That's disrespectful. That's just disrespectful. Like, some women
is stressful than that. He gets home, there's another nigga, and his name is Clown.
Oh, that's a whole nother story. That's just disrespectful on a whole nother level, and that's a whole nother story that, you know what I'm saying, I think it that's some other issues that need to be addressed and dealt with another time. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you go to, you know, of course you want to be able to handle your business and hold your own. But at the same time, like, I feel like I am a very independent person. Like, I have, you know what I'm saying? I've been on my own since I left my mama's house when I was 19. You know what I mean? I had my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I never depended on anyone to do anything for me. However, because I am so independent, it has been difficult at times for me to, like, loosen the reins and let somebody else kind of take the lead. But over time, I've learned that it's not a – you know what? I can't deal with you tonight. I'm trying to be serious right now. Like, can you stop making me laugh? I'm trying to be very serious tonight, and you're making me laugh. But it's so petty right now. But anyway, as I was saying, is that it's hard for me. You know, it has been hard for me, but I have to understand that, you know, part of the process is that if a man is stepping up to the plate and he's being a man as he should be, you know what I'm saying? Because we have to look at the, like I said, the natural order of things. You know what I'm saying? The man is supposed to be the head of the household. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be God, the man, and then the family. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. But if we so caught up in our ways and not, you know, really not able to be kind of submissive in the respect that we allow the man to be the man, then he's going to feel like he's defeated. He's going to feel like he, you know what I'm saying, is just doing what he's doing just because. You know what I'm saying? There's no other.
Okay, so what did you get one, like the dude in Tyler Perry movie, when he was the damn the dude, and then he wound up being like, you know what, get your shit and get the fuck out. And he moved on light skin girls.
Well, I feel like she was stupid because I don't give a damn how much money he got. I don't feel like how much, I don't care how much money he got and how much he's doing everything for me in the world and all this, you know, whatever the case may be. I'm going to have my own little stash. I'm going to keep myself together because you got to be able to survive. Because the truth of the matter is we live in a world where people are flip-floppers. You know what I'm saying? People are not about on it. They're not on their game. They, you know what I'm saying, they go back on their word. You know what I mean? And then we live in the world of where thoughts and hoes seem to be winning more than us normal, everyday, working class women. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
absolutely.
You get a thousand,
absolutely.
If you put a picture up and you just got your pretty face and your little makeup and, you know what I'm saying, you might get 10 likes, but if you put an ass shot up and your boobs is hanging out, you might get 20,000 likes. You understand what I'm saying?
Man,
so,
I'm so sick of that era right there.
I'm just saying, but I'm saying we live in a society nowadays where what people see is what guides them to make the decision. And sometimes what you see is not necessarily what you get. You would you know, in a perfect world, what you see would be what you get. But that's just not the way it goes. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So we live in a society of
shots.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not knowing what to do. Well, you know how that goes. But at the end of the day, it's like you got to be able to handle your own because life changes. You know what I'm saying? Things happen.
Damn sure
people change. Situations change. And that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Think about the person that's been married for however many years. You know what I'm saying? And then they look up and then after 20 years of marriage, they divorcing. You know what I mean? I would hate for that woman to feel like she don't have a way to handle herself and she's dependent on him 100% of the time. And what's she going to do? Like the girl in Tyler Perry movie. He kicked her out. She had to go to Medina.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying? She was driving. She went from driving that Benz or riding them chauffeur cars, whatever the case may be, living on that house in the middle.
Riding on the bus.
Riding on the bus
and then
Madea house.
Mm-hmm.
She had Madea house with Joe and Madea. Like, what's up? Looking in the papers, looking for a job to be a waitress. No, you need to have your own. You need to be able, and I'm not saying that every situation like that where you run into somebody where they just handling their business, that they're going to kick you to the curb. But the truth of the matter is that you always have to be prepared. And that's my mindset. I'm always going to have to be prepared because I want to be okay if something happens and this Negro leaves. Because if I can't make it without him, then there's a problem. I need to be able to stand on my own 2 feet, whether he's there or whether he's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if that means that he's threatened by my independence, then I can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I can't fix that for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I can only handle my business. As long as I'm doing what I need to do to make you feel like a man, to not disrespect you as a man, you know what I'm saying, and keep the situation all kosher, then don't trip. But I'm always going to have my little nest egg on the side. You ain't never going to be my end-all and be-all because that's not how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you could be the man. You could be the man, do what you need to do. But what happens if you're gone? I can't make it without him. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. No, you should have. You have to always prepare because tomorrow ain't promised. What if something happens and he passes away and he ain't got nothing going on? You know what I'm saying? He got to pay out all these bills or whatever the case may be. What do? It's about being prepared. It's not about that you expected for the situation to fail, but you have to be prepared. It's just like they tell you. You always got to have about 6 months or 3 months or whatever the case may be worth of savings in your account because you might lose your job. What happened? Have a little nifty. Have something to the side. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens with a lot of
people. That's some real shit, yo, for real.
You know what I'm saying? And trust me, like I understand that more. Look, I didn't cash out a couple of 401ks, and I wish I hadn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, but hindsight is 20/20. You know what I mean? You can't do nothing about that. You can only move on and make a better decision the next time. But a lot of women put themselves in the positions where they just, like, totally 100% dependent. You know what I'm saying? Being independent doesn't necessarily mean that you are not going to be submissive. Because, like I said, when you look at the natural order things, the husband is supposed to do certain things. And another thing, stop giving these Negroes who are not your husband perks. He don't deserve all of that. Like, because then when you get the right one, you ain't going to know what to do because you didn't give all this husband perks to the wrong one. You know what
and
I mean?
And see, that's the part that pisses me off because I seen my ex. And I'm like, yo, you booed up with this other nigga, and then you going to sit there and talk about, do you got money? You need any money? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there like, bitch, you didn't ask me that shit when I was with you.
Right? It's just ridiculous.
I wanted to body slam her dog, man. She's downtown walking that damn dog. I wanted to body slam that dog.
Body slam, not body slam, but the dog can do nothing to you.
Damn, take that dog and throw that sandwich across the street.
The dog, the little
secret. The dog, though.
The dog can do nothing to you. That little Yorkie tail.
I know, but see, the thing is, I knew it would affect her more because she loved animals. And I'm
petty at this point. You just petty as hell.
And I knew it would make her so upset that I slung. And it would make me feel so goddamn good.
You know what? That's like pettiness times 10,000. Mm-hmm. You know what?
I need you to... I'm a petty motherfucker, Claude.
I need you to rein that shit in right now, okay? I need you to rein that in, okay? Petty Pendergrass. Oh, my goodness.
He told me to wake up. I've been listening to y'all and letting y'all talk. And listen, and you know, I've been listening.
You over there doing your fiance.
Leave her alone.
That's what people do when they're trying to learn things, they listen.
She's listening.
I don't know what his problem is.
He's a full moon tonight or something. Cause he's it's because it's his birthday month. He thinks he's entitled to talk shit and do all kind of unnecessary stuff. But I'm gonna give you a pass.
Not a fat Medici. Why you didn't check in? Taylor checked in at the party. She was at the party with us. Why you didn't check in?
How was I supposed to check into the party? I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Taylor knew. She FaceTimed us.
Do you get? Did you text me?
She has a dress on FaceTime. She's looking real nice.
You're so petty. Do I have your number?
I did. And then on top of that, I don't have his number. I did it through. I'm a toot my own horn. I did it through Facebook. So when you go to Messenger, it say call him. You can video chat. So yeah, that's what I did. And I was still at work. I'm sorry.
But in my defense. Dre, I don't be on Facebook like that. I've been on hiatus. You know that. So if you want it, you could have easily got my phone number and just text me, said check in. Because I would have checked in. You already know this. Like, don't try to call me out on the air, bro. Like, we're better than that. Like, seriously? We have a better relationship than this. You don't try to call me out in front of the people. Okay, I'm gonna inbox your ass. I'm gonna DM you on the gram. I'm getting on the gram tonight. As soon as we get out there, I'm gonna let you have.
My DM gonna be popping tonight.
It's gonna be popping tonight.
Finally, my DM gonna be jumping. About time.
It's gonna be jumping. I'm a. That's Taylor's trademark.
I can't.
Ain't nobody
say
it like you, girl.
I can't no more.
I didn't do it. Drake started it.
He
always
started. I was on the show tonight, and I can act a retard. You know?
Because you feel entitled because it's your birthday month. And no.
Everybody has been on the show. So this has been the first time in a long time everybody's been on the show. So we can show out tonight.
The guy with the food? Okay. That's right. Okay, what's
and
the
we,
next thing?
We ain't got nobody to get close to. Clearly, she's over there drunk.
Leave her
no,
alone.
No, I'm not.
Why
I'm
you
sitting
here
scrolling. All I'm doing is scrolling on my little timeline.
She's trying to find information. She's trying to find out information and, you know, relay that to us because, you know, she has to man the whole cold page and do all that fun stuff and everything like that. So, you know.
Thank you, girl. So
I understand you, boo. I get you. Okay, next question.
The next question is, how are these hoes out here in the street with?
Oh,
okay. Ding, ding, ding. Taylor's going to wrap this up real quick. Ding, ding, ding. Taylor's checking in.
Taylor's
checking in.
Go, Taylor.
These hoes is winning because they out here and they half naked everywhere. They just everywhere and they half naked. And all the good men is just out there falling for this monstrosity. That's what it is.
Ooh.
A monstrosity. They
falling
for it. They out here. They just the good men. They see them. They even seen the nipples through the shirts and everything. So now they just
ooh.
Out here. They wifing them.
Ooh.
They wifing them.
They are.
And they knocking them up.
Mm. Them bitches are poking holes through the condoms, if I have to say so myself. That's what they doing.
Some of them, yeah. They turkey basting and all that. But there's
ooh.
Some that are just like, there's some that they just, the dude is just like, yeah, I choose you. Pause.
Mm,
Did you not do her whole facts? You didn't
ooh,
do her whole
not
facts.
Not the whole facts before. Ooh.
She's just because of that.
The whole fact, she didn't have 17, she didn't have 25 rides in the last 6 months.
And five of them was your friends.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
And you work with two of them. Ooh.
Okay. And the others is her coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
But now you ain't messing around. Now you got the baby coming, and now you mad because you at home with the baby. The baby 2 months. No, she ain't out at the club.
Where's she at?
She ain't out at the club. She out with the coworkers. They have an after dinner drink. They have an after work cocktails. They at happy hour.
Yeah. Happy hour, yeah, 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, here's
but
the problem. No, it's 5 minutes to 11.
Mm. I can't.
So she just. That's how they winning. And now what they doing is now they done got the baby, so they done got the insurance policy. So now they set for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meanwhile, you 5 minutes away from jumping off a bridge.
Because she's stressing you out and you don't know what to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All because you seen the nipples through the shirt and you saw the ads on Instagram. So now you stuck for 18 years. That's how they winning. That's how they winning. They out here winning. Because, I witnessed it today. So, it's story time with Taylor. So, I am minding my business out doing my shopping, and I run into someone I went to school with. I am not going to name names. Her whole back's long. It's long. It's about at least about a good 6 pages. Okay. Oh, I done got married now. Now she outside. Now, the little itty bitty one is cute as a button.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, the baby just cute as a button. I'm looking at her like, where your clothes at, though? You just out here? Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, she married so-and-so, and they getting along so good. Oh, okay. 15 minutes into the conversation, her phone going off. Oh, I got to run. I got to go meet so-and-so. I thought you just said you was married to... Oh, okay. Oh, and you taking the baby with you to go see so-and-so. Oh.
Maybe that baby is so-and-so. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, y'all.
But no. How you married to this one? The baby,
maybe.
The baby is one, and y'all been married for a year and a half. And first so-and-so think that's his baby. Yeah. So I ain't say nothing else about it. I go on about my day.
Mm-hmm.
I go get the squad from school. We going on. I see her with another so-and-so. So let me get this straight. So you married to this one. You done went to see this one with the baby. Now you with another one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's a piece of work.
Take me to the king.
I can't. Would you stop? Don't bring Jesus into this right now. Don't bring the Lord into this right now. Because I am trying to get struck down. Don't bring the Lord into this right now. I am not trying to get struck down right now. Don't do it.
I mean, they out here winning. They out here getting it. They getting all these good men. And then by the time they didn't use them up,
I'm not the only one to be seeing the fuck shit, though. There's a whole lot of fuck shit going on.
And it's bad. Like, the truth of the matter is, like, it's so hard for good, wholesome women to just be, to get the good guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think it's just women. I think good, wholesome guys are being
missed
out on.
Thank you.
I think it's guys that are being missed out on too. Because there's some whole bad-ass men. Oh, honey, there's some bad-ass men. I'm looking at a post right now.
And this chick, every day she makes a post talking about, I'm so tired of being lonely. I'm so this, I'm so that. All my friends get married. I wish somebody would marry me. Blah, 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 blah. So I've been noticing it, and I used to work with her. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask her out because, you know what I'm saying, she always on this little whiny bullshit. I'm going to see what she about. So
I asked her out or whatnot.
No response. No reply whatsoever. So now when I see the shit, I just hit the damn laugh button.
It's really ridiculous.
But then you just saying shit. She just saying shit just to be saying it.
She want attention.
Thank you.
Listen, let me tell you something.
She just said to be fucking saying it, and it's like I didn't ask you out. I know I'm gonna get you. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to damn see what you about. If you want to bullshit, oh well, be lonely.
Dre,
don't
thrive on attention.
Dre,
what?
Who dropped you? Did anybody else
Nobody
see this inbox?
No,
who dropped him on his head when he was a child? Did you see this inbox? Did anybody else see this mess?
I can't. He'll forward it to
me. Oh, you talking about my inbox?
Who dropped you as a child?
The funny part is, though, Taylor, that picture that you're looking at, it got two point some odd K shares. And she talk about her hair sway. Look at that shit. She's got her shit wrapped up in a bun with a corn roll in the back and one long top. That shit look a mess.
Well, she thought it was cute. Somebody else told her it was cute, and she thought that she was going
to... Whatever. If that's the damn case, I need to start doing damn hair. I could have done that shit.
Well, apparently somebody thought it was all that.
That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want to vent about.
So when it's my turn, we're going to talk about that. Yeah.
What about hair and shit like that?
No. People having friends and mates that don't give a damn about you, and they let you come out the house looking all types of fucked up, and they don't say nothing about it.
I'm glad my best friend don't, because she be killing me. Boy, I can't wear nothing. So you better put some socks on. Your feet don't stink. I
got to put socks on. Why are you trying to go somewhere with no socks on?
Because, like, the way my feet is set up now, because they still swelling, it's like when I put the socks on, like my foot is or whatever, it should be tight, and it damn makes my feet damn hurt. So I just don't put my damn socks on, and I feel better. But apparently I can't do it because somebody jumps down my throat every time.
As they should.
As your friend, I'm required to make sure you look okay when you step out that house. I am not just because I'm your friend, but the fact that your ass is going somewhere with me, I am required to make sure you look like you belong with me.
Terrible.
Like, are you serious right now? Not only do I tell you some shit, I tell anybody else who's going anywhere with me, if you don't look like, go change.
Terrible.
That's not terrible. I think that, but anyway, as we can transition into our bench. Okay, so how do we want to go first? Now, we got till 12 o'clock to bench. I got a few of them. So, Taylor, you know what? Since we already started on your vent, you can go
and
go first, Taylor. Go
ahead
and go first.
Yeah, let Taylor go first because she sounds like she needs to get some of our
fuck here. I do. Okay. People, as we transition, well, it's not even a transition anymore. It's fall, okay? And it's starting to get a little chilly outside. So there are certain garments that you need to put on. And there's some that you need to put away. Up here in Jersey, it's been like 87, so it's been pretty nice. So, you know, you can still wear the tank tops.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you are pregnant and you're not sure if you're pregnant, you're a little swollen. You had one too many burgers. Just try to make sure that the tank top fits and it's not rolled up underneath your boob. And you need to, I've seen that a lot. I'm a need for you not to do that because, you know, I don't know if I should be saying congratulations or pull your shirt down. Just stop. Another thing is, I think that there are a lot of people that need to invest in a full-length mirror.
Invest in what?
She should be saying congratulations or not. Ain't that the shit I just said on my video post about a month or two ago?
What was the last part?
A full-length mirror. I need people to invest in one. A full-length mirror.
Oh, God, they got,
so
them,
that
they
way,
got them for $20 at Walmart. And not even at that.
No. Okay. And here's the thing. If you don't even want to go to Walmart, guess what? They have them in Family Dollar.
Okay.
They are $10. Okay? You check your whole self out. Now, I'm not shaming anybody if you got a pudge, if you got a roll, if you got five rolls. Hey, that's on you. However, if you have on a form-fitting outfit, you might want to invest in a girdle, a waist trainer, saran wrap, foil.
Mm. Foil?
Something. Anything.
Damn it, man. Oh, my God.
Something.
What am I drinking? I got a sip. Oh, my God. What am I drinking?
something. Put something around it. Just put something around it. Okay, even if you got a mask, it, you know they have the thick belts, you could just something, because it's just be hanging. I seen this one the other day. I was very confused. Hers was hanging so far down, it was covering her lady bit.
Yeah,
it was covering her lady bits. And she had on this form-fitting dress. So it looked like she had lunch, but her lunch literally sank to the bottom of her stomach.
Oh, my God. I need to stop, like, right now.
And see, here's the thing. It wasn't, you know who brought it to my attention? It was, I didn't see it. You know who brought it to my attention? One of the little people in the squad. One of the babies. Because she was talking to him. And she wasn't talking to the nice one. She was talking to the mean one. So when he turned around to say something to her, he said, no.
Oh, my God.
He said no. And he just kept saying no the entire time she was trying to talk to him. Because, you know, people, oh, my God, they're twins. Oh, they're so precious. Oh, look at them. No. He was the whole time, no, no, no. So he knew that her outfit was wrong. But she was with somebody. So my whole thing was, you ain't look at her before she left the house. You ain't say, suck it in. Nothing. You ain't try to tuck it in. You just let it hang, huh? You ain't get the saran wrap. Okay. You didn't get a waist trainer. You didn't get a laundry
please
bag
don't,
or
please
nothing.
Please don't say aluminum foil again.
No. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying when you go out, make sure you look presentable. If you're going out with people, make sure that your friends are really your friends. Because I will tell you, you don't look nice. That's not a good outfit for you. That color is not right for you. Go buy a girdle, waist trainer, saran wrap, a laundry bag, something. Tuck it in, roll it up, do something. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
You feel better? Do you feel better? Do you feel like you're relaxed, relieved? You feel better?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you feel better. Because I have an example of your situation that you were talking about. When we was out last weekend, and this girl, he on this jumper, right? So, I love jumpers. You know, I'm poor. An awesome jumper, you know, but I had questions because she looked like what you explained. You weren't sure if you were to say, you know, congratulations or not. That's what your words were.
Mm-hmm.
But she had this belt that kind of went around her. It kind of sat on top of her, and that's how I kind of figured maybe she's pregnant. But then she went and got something to drink. So I was confused. I was like, that's not for the baby. They can't be for the baby. But it's just, okay, I understand your bit. I understand your bit completely. I'm glad that you got that off the chip. As your friend, I thank you for not walking out into these streets and embarrassing me.
Hello.
Thank you. Dre, would you like go on with your thing at this point?
Well. My thing is, I'm sick of all the damn. The chicks that be posting, they looking for a good dude, looking for a good dude. But when somebody's trying to holler at you, whether it's on Facebook or in your inbox or whatever. Why are you going to sit there? They trying to holler at you and be polite, and you go back on Facebook and be like, niggas killed me in my inbox. Like, bitch, you were just on Facebook crying about not having somebody. But once they down trying to holler at you and be polite, here you go acting retarded and trying to be funny. I'm just so over that. And I'm tired of motherfuckers that's making these videos, trying to be all deep and motherfucking
don't do it, please.
Oh, God. I'm doing videos, and you ain't moving. You sitting still. You talking about some...
No.
Nigga, you about to die, big fella. That shit irritates me shit. And I'm tired of people going live in these motherfucking dirty-ass damn apartments and motherfucking ragged-ass rooms. Clean your shit up before you hit that damn live button. Make it look presentable. It's on my damn. And the, another note with Taylor and Jay said, when you come to the club, nine times out of ten, I know you smell your arms. Don't be walking around when the DJ say, put your hands up, you throwing your shit up all willy nilly, and motherfuckers passing out. You know you smell that shit. Go in the bathroom and put some of that little lotion and shit up under your arm, or use a little soap they got up in there and scrub up under your shit. God almighty, because that girl last week, Jesus Christ. And you was cute. How you cute for something?
That's your way. That's your way. Shut your way. Are you done? Are you
feel better? And another thing I'm tired of. One more. Do not stop making fucking promises that your ass ain't fucking keeping. Don't ask me for shit and then I got you back. I'm gonna get you back. I promise. Don't promise me shit if you ain't gonna fucking pay me back, yo. For real. Just go on ahead and tell me, man. I just wanna borrow some money, man. I ain't gonna give it back to you though. And that way I can just punch you in your face until you get the fuck on somewhere and you ain't getting. Boom.
Boom and blue. You feel better?
Yep.
Your soul feels right? You all right? Okay, good. I'm glad that everybody's all right. Melissa had to drop off the line, so she had an emergency, so hopefully everything works out for her. So, now, this is the second time that I've had to put the disclaimer out there. So, listen, what I'm about to say is going to be ugly. It is not going to be nice. So I'm just going to warn our listeners just a little bit. Because a couple of situations, a couple of posts, have got so far under my skin to the point where I'm just like, you know what? I will not acknowledge your level of ignorance. But it got too bad today that I was like, you know what? This can't be your life. This can't be. So you all may have some petty thoughts in there. This will go along with some of my free advice Friday. post. So I shall begin. Okay, you ready? Okay. I would like to say to, okay, so we all know the events of the week, right? We know, you know, what has been going on in Oklahoma, here in North Carolina. We know what has been going on. We can't help but to know what's been going on and see what is going on. One of my Facebook followers, because I'm not even going to call her a friend at this point, because she's not my friend. She can't be my friend, saying ridiculous ass shit as that she's been saying. She has decided that I'm going to give you some cliff notes on one of her posts, that if it would have been her, she would have done the same thing. And this is speaking of the white cop shooting the black man in Tulsa. Okay, she said she would have done the same thing. Now, me, myself, as I read this, I said, you know, some people can be smart and stupid all at the same time. That's what I said to myself. And then myself said, you know what? But knowledge cures ignorance. So if you're in the know, why not be contagious? Not if you're ignorant and you continue to stop ignorance, that you be contagious. Doesn't say that. So she just continued to talk, and I'm thinking to myself, you are a black woman with a beautiful black son, and you've lost your mind. But I said, okay, you know what? That's her opinion. And I get it. And, you know, you have the right to your own opinion. But when people start to give you facts, your opinion is just that, an opinion. But when you try to state a fact, no, it's still your opinion, because what you said is not a fact. So I tried to understand said person. I tried my best. God knows I did. I even reached out to a couple of my friends whose husbands are cops, and I'm like, hey, listen, I know that day to day, I know what your struggle is. You're wondering if your man is coming home with you. Like, you have things that you worry about. And she offended a couple of my friends in this way. So, you know, and so today, Sis Coon, yes, I did, because that's what she's been doing. She's been cooning all week. Said something else, and one of my other friends had to step in and say, this has not hit your door yet. This is why you don't understand, because you have not had to live through anything that this is just going on. You're just sitting there looking at what the news wants you to see. So, for that person, I hope that nothing like this shows up on your doorstep. I just hope that it doesn't. I'm going to pray that you gain knowledge and wisdom, and then sit and listen to what people are giving you and gain some knowledge. Because I'm sick of you and your mouth and your spouting it. And I think somebody should steal your freaking Facebook. And see, the pettiness in me says, you know what? You know, Heffa, you really ain't got no pot to piss in at this point. Like real life. Your husband left you. Why did your husband leave you? Because you decided to cheat. That's like me telling you, as a single woman, you should have tried to work it out with your husband. I don't know shit about being married. But here I am offering you some type of knowledge about your situation. No, I can't offer you anything on that, because guess what? I don't know anything about that. Okay? So, yeah, but we didn't say that on her post. We didn't say that on her post, but I can say that on my goddamn show. How about that? Boom. Okay? So, my second thing is, if you fuck up, okay, if you mess up, you better figure out a way how to get back in that girl's good graces. You hear what I say to you? If you mess up, sir, young man, gentleman, find a way to get back in this woman's good graces. If you know that she likes shoes, buy that beautiful girl some shoes. Because you know, guess what you did? You fucked up. If she likes clothes, and she likes the expensive type, and you know that you fucked up, you go and you find that outfit that she's been begging for, and you surprise her with it or something. Because guess what you did? You fucked up. No one has time for the fuck shit of the world with these people and this dating at this point. Nobody has time for that. Nobody. Why are you laughing, Drake?
I'm not laughing.
You lying.
No, that's me.
Why are you laughing?
Because I know somebody like that.
I mean, you out here doing some stupid shit out here in the world. You expect people to be okay with it. People are changing. We are not okay with the stupid fuck shit anymore. And if you fucked up, yes. And if you messed up, then guess what you need to do? You need to fix it. And this time, fixing it don't mean, oh, baby, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to do better next time. No, that shit's got a ticket with it, and it's going to cost you this time. It's going to cost you. Because pimping ain't easy, but somebody got to do that shit. Bow. Why are you laughing? Try to be serious. Try to drink my wine and be serious at the same time. I do feel a little bit better. Here's another thing. If you're not friends with me on my Facebook page, then you all need to follow me on Facebook because Free Advice Friday be on and popping, and I'll be having some stuff that I be needing to fight. So I'm about to voice a couple of those as well while we are here. Okay, so this Free Advice Friday movement comes from Stop Wiping These Hoes, okay? I need you to listen carefully. How dare you? How can you say this or that about women and you have never been one? Wait a minute, I take that back. You are one because you're a bitch. But especially when, dude, you have multiple kids, you only take care of one, and you is out here wiping hoes. Like, the hoe that you want, she's smashing every dude in the club. And you want to know how we know? Because she leaves you sitting there by yourself and you're all your fat dude and go and be all in everybody's way. And then the homies telling. And see, the thing is this. I'm usually considered one of the guys, even though I'm the cutest thing in the room. The guys talk to me because they know I'm funny and shit. And I'm looking at the same stuff they looking at. But this one's a hoe. Throw her back. And then to say, you know, women, you need to tell these other sisters not to do this and not to do that. Well, one of your friends should have told you that you needed a matter of fact, your friend has a membership to Gold's Gym. Why is it that you ain't been over there working out with him? But you sitting still right now huffing and puffing. It'd be something different if you was walking a hill or something, but you huffing and you are puffing. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Oh, monkey. I had something else I wanted to say about you, but I ain't gonna say it.
You've been holding that monkey in all day. You've been holding that monkey all week. You've been waiting to say that word. Oh, God. Oh,
I just feel like, you know what, just shut up. Like, dude, like, are you serious right now? Stop trying to be this so deep person, as we know that you're not. If you don't live and walk in a deep life, guess what you are? You are shallow as a kiddie pool. Shut up. Leave. You know what I'm saying? Leave that for everybody else. Like, for myself, the only reason why I've chosen not to necessarily go out in the street and protest, because it's not safe out here in these streets. People are acting a plum donkey fool. When they're not acting a plum donkey fool, I'll go out there and I will support, be with my black people, because I love you all, and you all are freaking awesome.
And the only reason I ain't go, because my damn knee won't let me go. If I could run, I'd damn sure be out there, Charlotte. I ain't even gonna front. But the way they shooting that kid ass and throwing top damn shit at them, nah, I can't do it, because that's just my look. I get hit, and then I don't want to shoot. I ain't even gonna front. I'm gonna want to shoot.
So yeah. So I get it. And we have our own ways of being able to be a part of the community and doing what we need to do. We can do that because we should love each other and protect our black men, because that's what we're doing. So the last part of my bent would be, I am so sick of bitter and unhappy people. We do not care that so-and-so broke your heart. We don't care. I don't care if she slept with your best friend on your couch while you was in the other room watching the game.
I better be ready to fight. Yep, little pistol starter. You better be ready to fight. And Taylor, I don't know what you're asking, you better call your Mexicans.
Oh, they ready. They always ready.
You ain't called the Mexican homies in a minute.
No, I haven't. I haven't needed to. Everybody's been cool.
And
I thought about
what,
it, though.
Dre?
Huh?
And you know, I will. Like, for my friends, like, I'll fight for y'all. Like, I do that. But my Facebook people, they want to tell me all their business through their Facebook post. Shut up.
Well, I don't care if you are unhappy. This has been going on, though, man. I don't know if you've been paying attention to your Facebook line, but I've been paying attention to mine. And some of my friends that I grew up with, some of my white homeboys I consider brothers, I'm getting them motherfuckers some straight sheets and cutting the eyes out of them. And those niggas, they straight Ku Klux Klan members to me now. But I'm looking at their post, they don't think I'm looking. But I'm like, yo, you used to be considered black back in the day when we was coming up. Now you just a piece of racist shit. Like, what the fuck? And I don't delete them. I keep them on my page so they can see exactly what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily what I was talking about. I'm talking about these unhappy people. Like, you know, I just feel like I get it. Like, people get hurt. I definitely understand. I've been hurt before. I have been, oh my God, I've been hurt. Like, legit ass hurt. Like,
everybody should have been hurt at least one time.
You know, I've been hurt before, but
we all have.
For me, it's not for me to voice through Facebook every day, like, or make a meme or something. Like, so I just want bitter people to just go inside yourself, go inside, and just let it go. He or she has now moved on. We get it. He or she cheated. Okay. Now, it's not even because of you. They cheated because they were just a natural hoe bag. That's what they do. You know? so you go and you go find your pieces of yourself and get back to yourself and go be in about your life. Because guess what? Somebody else is going to want you at some point. Now, I know that nobody wants me because they just don't want me. But I know there's somebody out there for y'all. So stop being bitter and give yourself an inner hug. Smack yourself on the ass if you need to and do whatever you got to do and be okay. Okay? Okay. I think I feel better now. I feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better. I shall sleep well, too. Oh. It's always, it's so good. I'm glad. So, what else y'all want to talk about for these last 15 minutes? What y'all want to do? I got comments on certain things. Wait a minute, I got comments. I forgot that I clicked off my little thing. On the topic of independent women, Thomas says, wait a minute. Why is this? Okay, his comment is on. What time is it on? Did he leave Facebook just that quick? Wait a minute. Oh, wow. He left Facebook. Oh, well, I didn't read a comment just that quick.
Wait, what?
He's not, like, he had a comment. He left Facebook just that quick. Like, he's no longer on Facebook.
Oh.
He just left. He didn't say bye, no nothing. But,
that was on your page and then he deleted it?
He deleted himself from Facebook. So he deleted his Facebook page along with his, so his comments leave too.
Unless he blocked your ass because you didn't say something that pissed him off.
Well, guess what?
Guess
I gave the disclaimer. I said it wasn't going to be nice for what I had to say. I can't help that sometimes other people take everything I say straight to their heart and their body and their soul, and that makes them want to not be on my Facebook page no more. That is fine.
Yeah. Goodbye, good riddance, Viva Dutchie, kiss my ass, see you later, sucker.
What in the
world? Oh, I was watching my wife and kids earlier.
That is
a good show, though. I like that show.
You ever just look at something somebody got on, and you be like, what do you have on? I want to ask mm-hmm. you your thought process on what exactly you thought when you decided to put this on to them.
And why did you think it was okay? That goes back to me telling people to invest in a full-length mirror.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, because I'm looking at this picture. I'm on my Facebook page, and I was like, oh, my God, he told you that was okay to wear. Like, and then you taking pictures with other people. Like, didn't they tell you not to get in their pictures and you look for mess? Like, what? I'm sorry. I just need to understand why. Why would you do this? And then we'll inbox me and be like, oh, girl, I shop at that same store, too. No, you don't. You don't shop at the same store as I do. You clearly can't.
Oh, you got one of them? You got one of them people that tries to do everything you do?
No. She just happened to say that she shopped at the same store. And I was like, oh. Okay. But why yours look like that and mine look like this?
And I'm like, fuck you.
I hate this. I just sit and wonder sometimes, and it's just me. Next week, as we get ready to wrap up, next week we might not have a show. It just depends on what time I get home, because it is my child's homecoming at her high school, and yeah, so I'll go into the game or whatnot, but I don't know what time I'm going to get home. But we will see. We'll kind of play it by ear. Also, next week I'll be out of town as well. I'm excited and ready to go. So, yep. Maybe I'll have a story to tell. Maybe. I don't know. Who's laughing now? Who's laughing at me?
Nobody.
Grace. Nobody was laughing. What are you two? What you was
giggling? It wasn't me. I was not laughing. I was listening. I agree wholeheartedly. So that must have been
Drake. Great ass giggling. Great ass giggling and shit. Giggle, giggle. Ha ha. Great. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to get out of town and see a new place, and I will post pictures of me on the beach, getting a tan.
Okay.
I will.
Make sure you get it on them legs.
Do it.
Get them legs.
I promise. Okay, you get a tan on them legs. I will get a tan on my legs. I sure will. I sure will, because I plan to be out there in that sun and whatnot, enjoying myself. So, yeah, I shall. So, yeah, if there's no other runout for the evening, I don't have anything else. Anybody got anything else they want to talk about tonight?
I ain't got none.
These hoes be acting up. Anybody got anything going
and
on?
And niggas out here letting them.
I ain't Yeah, just be out there doing. Just out here letting them. What, Drake? What? Am I being paid?
I'm just looking at these pictures in this damn group I'm in on Facebook, and half of the damn group is at this damn bar, and I didn't get no motherfucking invite. And I'm thinking about going in there and just straight crashing that motherfucker end up your style. For real, like, what the fuck?
Do you feel left out?
Yeah, look, I hate that. Don't add me to a group, then y'all showing fucking favoritism, and then you only invite certain motherfuckers to the damn group and shit, and then when I post shit, the shit be funny as fuck, and nobody like it, but somebody go right behind me in the group, the same group, and post the same shit, and everybody comment on it, dying the fuck laugh. I slap everybody in that group twice.
That's a mean old man.
That shit just irked my nerves, man. Like, damn, the fuck? Ain't nobody else in the group good enough to go to the damn trip? The fuck? You got to sign a permission slip for something? Some bitches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Got that off your chest? You feel all right?
Yep.
Okay. Good for you. So, we're going to call it one. That was yawn on the air, like legit as yawn. And I'm tired because I ain't having a really good nap today. Like, my nap is not giving me. I need a good nap. Y'all know I need a nap faithfully. My nap wasn't good. So I'm going to bed on time. Well, not necessarily on time, because usually I'm in bed like 10:30 nowadays. But and I'm old. I'm getting old. Yep, get old out in these streets. Can't hang no more. What in the world? Oh, that's a dog running across. I was like, what in the world? Watching a video on Facebook. This dog is just standing there and this other dog is running around. I got a order my free hug t-shirt. I'm start giving out free hugs and shit. What I am is I'm giving out free hugs and stuff. Okay. Well, I don't want no pigeons. So we're gonna call it a night and we're gonna close out with the opening song, Pigeons. By 42. Good people, be good to each other and enjoy your weekend. I will talk to you at the beginning of the week because I want to talk to you and not about you on Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace out.
Not a franchise. Nada.
Shot caller.
Yeah, Sporty Thieves.
Sporty Thieves.
Nada.
A pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My rimmed up blue, brand new sparkling five. Her feet hurt, so you know she wanna ride. But she frontin' like she can't say hi. What? Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting nada.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of. Uh-oh.
I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who get no dogs from me. Playing the bar down broke with a best friend go. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who get no dogs from me. Playing the bar down broke with a best friend go. Trying to holler at me.
In front of the club, I see this girl like your love. Thought she said thug, but she called me a scrub. Scrub? What? She must have sucked me a joke. Broke pigeon head freak. Lucky I spoke. This ain't my Benz, this my man's, yeah. But this ain't my car, like that ain't your hair.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take them fake jewels off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take your friend's shoes off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, go ahead with that crazy shit. Y'all make me sick, go home and fucking babysit. My big dogs gon' love this. Can Kirk, bitch, get it brushed, scrub this.
Right.
Uh-oh. Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is done, we got a lot.
Chill, cousin, these birds is ill, cousin, cause they call me scrub, like we can't even build, cousin. Trick Ronalds, you ain't worth the McDonald's. Throw you on the street team, make you shit finals. Say yo, flex, shorty try to flash me wrong. How she gon' wear sandals with nasty cons? That be wrong. I wonder how you get hearts in dirty Victoria drawers with the skid marks. Your flat ass gets enough laughs. Take it to the salon, pluck your mustache. So next time you shotgun and that whole bitchin' hitting you a scrub,
yo,
call that bitch
yo
a pigeon.
Hey yo, I got two nuts, bitch, choose a ball. You only walk pigeon-toed cause your shoes are small. You don't shop, you just cruise the mall. No dough, we'll leave press on.